We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. The timing on that. When we first begun. When is the right time? The right time for what? Right? In romance, it seems we always hear the words, you know when the time is right. You'll just know. Yes? In real estate, three most important things to remember are
location.
But I think the fourth most important thing is picking the right time to buy and the right time to sell. And I guess that works for any kind of investment, too. There's a right time to begin, a right time to end, the right time to thrive with the status quo, and the right time to make a change. And it's not easy to know the right time for just about anything. Contrary to what the romantics say, you don't always just know. A reading tonight doesn't answer all of the above when is the right time questions, but it does describe when is the right time for reconciliation to God. When is that?
Right now.
Right now. No obstacles, no excuses, no worries, now. But wait a minute, and by that I mean pause, stop time for a second. That's chronos, time. Look at your watch or look at your phone. By the way, who still wears a wristwatch? Who gave that up for Lent or sometime long before that? Is your phone? Your clock? No? You have a watch. Those of you who do not wear watches, what do you do for time? You just look around, look at the sun?
Sundial.
Sundial, yeah. Don't know what time it is. I gave up wearing a wristwatch a while ago, and it's just it's been my phone for a while. That's chronos, time that moves forward, and by time machine standards, backwards. Okay, but it's time, clock time. But chronos is not the kind of time that we're hearing about in tonight's reading. That is, it says, now is the acceptable time. Now. So it's not time that passes. It's a different kind of time. Here's your new word for the night. Maybe I've said it before. Kairos. You say that. Say kairos.
Kairos
time. That is urgent time. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. It's high time that we get started. There's no time like the present. That's it, folks. Right here, right now. This is the time. Or let's do this. That's kairos time. That's what is being talked about in this Bible reading. And I know it's full of a whole long list of things that Paul says. Look at all the bad things that happened, but we're enduring through it. But the crux of it really is, now is the time. And Lent is a time, kairos time, urgent time, and it's a time to prepare. No more obstacles, no excuses, no worries about it. It's high time to walk with God. It's high time to reflect on our faith journey and to move forward. It's high time, urgent time, in all that God has to offer. Because it's already happened, and it's happening, and it will be happening. Not chronos at all. It's now. It's happening. Has been. Will be. Now is the time. God's name, Yahweh. It's a form of the Hebrew verb to be. Some people have said, I am. And that's accurate to say, I am. Or, I cause things to be. There's another way that I've heard recited and said, and I hope you remember me saying this before, and if you don't remember it this time, I am, Yahweh, means I will be what the future requires. You can move it around there, but I will be what the future requires. And it has kairos, time, built into it, into God's name. Now is the time. I will be what the future requires. And we begin Lent, this journey of penitence, reflection, and learning. I'm sure we may give up some things to help us focus more on what God is doing. I mentioned this in the Friday email. Raise your hand if you get the Friday email. and read it? Some of you do. Walter, you said it, the little epistles. And this little writing there was about me going to an Ash Wednesday service a few years back at a Roman Catholic church, and the priest talking about Lent and likening it to a Hindu experience. And the Hindu experience is to renounce and enjoy. Renounce and enjoy. We can give up the things that keep us from fully living lives of love, and we can enjoy that which helps us to grow as we prepare for Easter. So that's Lent, giving stuff up for Lent, renouncing, enjoying. I really like this too. We can give up our old ideas about Lent. We can give up judging. We can give up anxiety. I know that's easier said than done, but we can at least make a conscious effort to try that. We can give up caution. Throw caution to the wind. Not at stop signs, you know, yellow light means caution. But, you know, we can give up holding back when we really ought not to hold back. We can give up loneliness and look at more solitude. We can give up holy smugness. And this takes place across the spectrum of believers. It really does. From the most conservative who say, they're not really Christians, to the most liberal who say, they're not really Christians either. We can give up our holy smugness and just be kind and good and loving to one another. We can give up revenge. Yes, give it up. We can give up being pinched and petty. Like that phrase you hear very often. Maybe even we can give up trying to explain. We're going to get together, as we do throughout the year, except in the summertime, every Thursday morning during Lent. And we're going to study and discuss. And we'll be talking about this daily Lenten devotional in the resource called Re-Lent. It looks just like this. It's so cool they made a poster of it. I don't have the poster, but you can get a poster of it from the United Church of Christ. The things that are on it says, remember, redevelop, refine, rekindle, rebirth, reword, revive, restart, reform, reunite, refresh, rebuild, recycle, redeem, relieve, rebound, reflect, remind, reopen, redraw, renew, reinvent, reclaim, recreate, reboot, relax, relent. It's the Bible study. We have a few copies of this left, and if we need more, we can share, or maybe we can order more, but I encourage you, even tomorrow, we're going to try tomorrow, we'll see how the weather works, and we may end up starting next week, too, we'll see what it's like, but Re-Lent. It's high time for us to think of Lent as an opportunity to ask again some of life's basic spiritual questions, so we can journey together. We can be ready for some surprising answers during Lent, too. I want to close this. I want to teach you a chorus to a great Ash Wednesday song written by my friend Jonathan Rundman. He's the one that says, "Everybody rides the hearse." It's in this song, too, but this is just the chorus. And it's sort of a zydeco kind of song, and so I'm going to play banjo. I know it's not really a banjo or zydeco instrument. No, not really, but it sounds enough like it. So I'm going to teach it to you. I got ash. Don't sing yet. I'm going to sing it once and I'll teach it to you. Got it? I got ash on my forehead and I'm trying so hard to learn this dust that I have started from where I shall return. I will follow out of love, but there is nothing I can earn. I got ashes on my forehead and I'm trying hard to learn. So I got ashes on my forehead and I'm trying hard to learn. We sing that twice, so it's not too hard for that part to remember. So let's sing that. Ready to learn it? I got ashes on my forehead and I'm trying hard to learn. I got ashes on my forehead and I'm trying hard to learn. Pretty good. You want to take it louder? I got ashes on my forehead and I'm trying.
This dust that I have started from is where I shall return.
Are you with that?
Yep. This dust that I have started from is where I shall return.
Pretty good. Let's do those first two together, do you think?
I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying to start to learn. This is what I have started from, is where I shall return.
Very good.
And I will follow out of love, because it's something I can't earn. And I will follow out of love, because it's something I can't earn.
One more time with that, a little bit louder, ready?
And I will follow out of love, there is nothing I can't earn.
And then we end it with the same words you started with.
I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying to learn to learn.
Think we can sing it all together? Now there's some beautiful harmonies in there too. Choir, you're good at picking up harmonies and just doing them, right?
That's what they say.
Okay, well let's try it. We'll sing it through twice. First time is the last practice. And then the second time is us actually singing it, even though we're singing it both ways. Ready?
I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying to learn. This is what I have started from, this is where I shall return. And I'm going to follow out of love, there is something I can't earn. I got ashes on my forehead, and I'm trying to learn.
Great job singing. You're good. You're good at that. You are. Great melody, great harmonies. Thank you. Well done with keeping the rhythm too, even when I got off just a little bit there. You've got excellent timing. Amen.